Please stand for the reading of the word, if you would, please. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, with two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. Uh-huh. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. 33. And until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. 35 says, and the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, and Moses put the veil upon his face again. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the word of truth. I thank you, Lord, giving us this word, God, that we may take from it. God, feed us tonight the word, yes, and Lord, let it dwell within us, God. I'm asking, yes, God, help me, Lord, do what you have given me. God, let the anointing of the Holy Spirit fall on this place.
Yes,
give the glory and praise for it, in Jesus' name. You may be seated.
Amen.
I'll try not to be too hurried, but I'll try not to be too slow. Amen.
Amen.
When you've been with God, there's no doubt that mankind knows that you've been with God. There's a new vigor, there's a new change, there's a new shine upon you. There's a new everything. Just like when you were first saved,
right,
everything was new. Everything was a little greener, everything a little brighter, everything looked a little bit different.
Right.
But just as Moses spent time with God, when we spend time with God, that light shines through us even more.
Yeah.
As we grow in the Lord, as we spend time with Him in prayer and fasting and reading the Word, the people around you are going to know that there's something a little different. Because you're going to speak a little bit wise. You're going to have a little more knowledge. You're going to have a little bit more patience. You're going to have a little bit more love. You're going to have a little bit of everything of the character of God.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 15 and 46 in the NIV says this: the spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that, the spiritual.
Yeah.
Now I want you to go to something that's very interesting. As I was dwelling on this past week, the Lord spoke to me about sunflowers. You're going to say, what in the world has sunflowers got to do with anything?
Come on.
Well, let me speak to you a little bit about what God spoke to me. It is called a heliotropic plant, which means that they turn their flowers following the movement of the sun across the sky from the east to the west. Then at night, when it's dark, they face the east. Heliotropism happens during the early stages of the plant's life before the flower grows heavy with seeds. The sunflower is known by symbolizing the adoration, loyalty, longevity, optimism, honesty, happiness, peace, and devotion.
Yeah.
That's what it's known for. Mm-hmm. You can look these things up on the internet. You can look it up anywhere you like. But these are the things about the sunflower. The sunflowers are bright and cheery. As you see a yellow sunflower, it's kind of like it's just bright, cheery flower. The brilliant yellow petals are also known as rays. The sunflower is known as having sun-like petals. Petals stretch towards the sun. Because the plant thrives in the sun, there are some attributes associated with it that I want you to draw your attention to. Don't get me wrong, I'm not glorifying a flower. Okay, I'm going to get past this. But I want you to see what we should look like when we are facing and our face is reflecting the sun, S-O-N.
Right, amen. Yes,
now,
sir.
The sunflower faces from east to west. It'll follow the sun as we should follow the Son of God from wherever we are.
Right.
We should reflect the Son of God in our lives.
Amen.
If you are reflecting the Son of God, then your focus won't be on the problem, but on the problem solver. Philippians 4 and 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good of report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. This world's continually getting worse. You can see it all around you. You can see what's going on. You can see the droughts. You can see the tolerance and what they're trying to push down our throats in the schools, or what the government's wanting to put. New ideas, new things.
Yeah.
But The sunflower has longevity. Why? Because it has a deep root system that goes in. It's drought tolerant because they have an extensive root system that they can feed down deep. They also bloom year around.
Come on.
The word tells us in Psalms 1 and 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Yeah.
We're talking about the natural and then the spiritual.
Right.
The sunflower might be the natural, but in the spiritual, the word of God tells us we'll be deep planted by the rivers of living water.
Amen.
The child of God is rooted in the truth of the word and will not wither because he is connected. Colossians 2, 6 and 7, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. When you reflect the sun, you will have peace. The sunflower is known for a symbol of peace. We as doers of the word know the Prince of Peace. Now, what do I say about peace and sunflowers? The sunflower was known to be something in nuclear wars. Whenever something went off, they would plant millions of sunflowers around that site. Why? It's because the sunflower is able to absorb radiation. I'm talking about peace here. So we as children of God, and we know the Prince of Peace, then we would be shod with the shoes of peace. Amen.
Yes, amen.
We would be able to speak into lives of those around us to be able to draw out those things that do not belong in lives around us or even in our own life. We would be able to be those things that all men would want to come to, because someone that can speak peace into your life, going to come to that place.
Amen.
You're going to be drawn to someone that walks in peace. You're going to want to know, how do you have peace? Why am I saying this? Because as the sunflower, I should reflect Jesus. I should be looking at him and reading his word and praying upon my knees, fasting when I should.
Come on.
To know him more, because there is a purpose far greater than what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm not promised tomorrow, but what I am promised is right now, this very present. What am I going to do for Christ today? Am I going to let his light shine through me? Am I going to reflect it from me? Is it going to be part of my life? Am I going to be able to speak peace when someone has no peace? Around the world, there's many people that have no peace in their life.
Come on,
they're wondering when they lay their hand down at night, what's going to happen tomorrow? They're worried about what I don't have, what I'm not going to have, what's going to happen to me every single day. But those that walk with the Lord have the promise of eternity with him. Well, the enemy will come and attack you by saying you don't have tomorrow. That's okay. I'll be with him. That's okay. You can't scare me, devil. It doesn't matter, because I know where I'm going. For the child of the king, don't have to have a worry. Don't have to be a concern, because I know where I'm going. I don't have to be worried about the weights of the world, but I do know, have to know the Lord Jesus Christ. As the world around us is falling apart, everyone's looking for an answer but find none. The light shines brightest in the darkest places. Amen?
That's right.
You have a pitch dark place. You're fumbling around for your phone about right then, right? You're looking, I need a light. And all of a sudden that light seems to be so bright in a pitch dark place. In the end of the end times, as we're going too rapidly, the light of Jesus Christ shining through you will shine brighter. But how can I reflect the Son of God if I do not have him in me and he's not working through me, because I'm weighted down by the weights of the world? But if I'm looking evermore to him and looking to him, the Son of the living God, the one that's able to do abundantly more than I could ever ask, then, therefore, I reflect his light through me, and then those around me will see there is hope. But there seems to be no hope. When you reflect the sun, you will have oil that heals. In the natural, the oils that come from the sunflower are known to have health properties in them. We know the Holy Ghost is the oil of our lives. Amen? In the spiritual, Isaiah 61 and 3 says this, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil yes. of joy for mourning, the garment of Thank praise you. For the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Did you hear me? That he might be glorified. He didn't say there would be no mourning. He said there he will replace it with joy. He said that you may have ashes, but I'm going to turn it into beauty.
Yeah.
That's good, Brother Jason. The living God. God doesn't make dead stuff. He brings things to life.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
Only one true God can bring beauty for ashes. Yes. Could those around you hear the gospel in the time of need through you? See, the enemy is not concerned about you going to church. He's concerned about the church of the living God in you. And then when you leave this place, you're energized by the word of God and the time of unity and worship going out there in the enemy's territory and taking it for the kingdom of God.
Yes,
the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of the living God. There is no question who's going to win this war. It's already been written.
That's right.
Yes.
How many are we taking in the ark?
Yes.
How many are we taking in the ark, church?
Yes.
We are the church.
Yes,
we are the ones. Who are those around you who can reach Christ?
Lord,
because you spoke the truth.
Yes,
the world is looking for anything and everything to cure that void that's in them. A new way, a new pill. However, the only pill the world needs is the gospel. Amen? The gospel. That's the pill they need. They don't need something else new to take away the pain. They need the truth that takes away everything that the world tries to pile on you.
Amen.
It doesn't need to be anything else but the truth. When you reflect the sun, there will be admiration and devotion in your life in the natural.
Yes, they will.
The petals of the sunflower literally reach upward towards the sun throughout the day. In the spiritual, John 5:19 says this, "Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also do the Son likewise."
Yeah.
That's like you and me.
Amen.
Whatever we see him him do, that's what we should do.
Yeah.
If we do what we want to do, we're not going to get anybody in heaven. I can be religious to the next guy and do nothing with it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the religious guy didn't do anything either. That's a Pharisee. They didn't get anybody in heaven. Did the Pharisees get anybody in heaven?
Mm-mm.
Do you believe that? But the word that comes to life does.
Yes, sir.
But that life is going to be through you and me.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know the truth.
Yes.
How can they know the truth without those who ever preach the gospel?
Yeah.
Are you a devoted worshiper of the Son of God? You will be in if you are always looking for him. Point number two. Sunflowers do not face each other when it's a cloudy day. Some of you may already be thinking about where I'm going. There's a common myth that sunflowers face each other during cloudy days. Although it may sound like one of those cuter sunflower facts, it is actually scientifically inaccurate. Sunflowers only respond to the sun and will stay in place in the absence of the sun. Come on.
Yeah.
What am I talking about? All right. Just because the clouds move in over your life doesn't mean you should start pointing fingers at everyone else. Mm-hmm. Point towards the sun. Don't point towards your brother or sister.
Right.
Sunflowers need the full sun to thrive. If we are going to thrive spiritually, we need the Son of God. And not just a little bit of him. We need him and all of him.
Amen.
That means I need sun all the time. It's not a little bit here, a little bit there. I'm going to get a little church here. I'm going to pray a little bit here. I'm going to pray. And I'm going to read a little bit here. I'm going to read my little devotion because that's all I have time for.
Come on. Come on, preach.
I need more of him.
Amen.
We were preached to this morning that we need to be more like him.
Yeah.
We need excitement in our lives like we were testifying tonight that of a living God.
Yes, come on.
Not a dead dumb idol.
Yeah.
Not a piece of wood stuck on the wall.
Yeah.
But a living God
living
is
God.
Able to do more than I could ever imagine.
Yes, sir.
He said, call to me and I will answer. There is no other God in the world that can say I can answer, but he is alive so he can answer.
Amen.
And then I shall show you great and mighty things you knowest not. So there's no question that he can answer whatever we may need.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
In the natural, sunflowers self-pollinate. They do this by attracting the pollen from the wind and insects. If we are going to grow and be fruitful, we need to be in the Word of God and letting the wind of God pollinate our lives in the spiritual.
Yes.
Naturally, sunflowers are heavy feeders. They don't just need a little bit of nutrition. Just they need a lot. That'll preach for itself, won't it?
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't need a little bit of Jesus. I need a lot.
Yes,
because
yes.
I don't know what I'm going to face today. So in this morning, I'm going to spend my time in prayer. I'm going to get up a little bit earlier. I'm going to pray and believe and trust in Him.
Amen.
Because without my trust, I can't prove that I love Him.
Right.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Can you really prove that you love someone without trusting Him?
Uh-huh.
Is there any real love without trust? Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. How am I going to trust Him? How?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the spiritual, the longer we go in the simple world, we realize that we don't just need a little bit of God. We need a lot.
A lot.
Continue to feed on the truth.
Yes, sir.
Sunflowers need a fertile place, good soil to grow. If we want to grow, we must keep our soul prepared for the Word.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That means before you come to church, you've already prayed. Before you come to church, you've already got a scripture on your heart.
Yeah.
Before you come to minister anyone else, you're prepared. Mm-hmm. Not only in this church, but what about the marketplace?
Yeah.
How about those that are absent of the Word of truth? Those that have never seen a Bible? Those that maybe have went to church when they were 6 or 7 and said, I was baptized. And you asked, baptized? Yeah, you got wet.
Mm. Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
But I don't know Jesus.
Yeah.
Like you know Jesus. You ever heard anybody say that?
Yeah.
I never got excited about Jesus like you do.
Right.
Uh-huh. Come on.
That's going to come with trust, and that's going to be going through some stuff. Amen? Anybody
Amen.
Going through some stuff?
Yes, sir.
If you've been with God more than 15 minutes, you're going through something.
Yeah.
When you get saved, you get up, you walk from that altar. When you get to the car, the devil's going to say, you ain't saved.
Yeah.
You're going to go through some stuff if you spend any time with God. He's going to make sure there's something to try to make you stumble. It's going to start here, but God deals with this, because this
Come on,
don't get you there.
Right.
This does.
Yes.
Yeah.
So God, that created all of us, chose as His highest creation, you and I, to use for His purpose.
Uh-huh. His purpose.
Who did He use when He split the Red Sea? Who did He use when He smoked the rock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who did He use to slay the 400 prophets of Baal? Man.
Yes,
is He the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Yes, He is.
Do you think you're going to not battle the demonic strongholds that have been here since ancient times?
Amen.
Come on.
We don't need to be fooled in these times that we're not going to battle.
That's right.
But if we are stuck in the Word of God, we don't have to be afraid. We have to be bold in the Spirit.
Yes,
and it's
sir.
Always bold in the Spirit. It's bold in your flesh, gets nowhere.
That's
yeah.
right. Come on.
But if the Spirit lives and is live in you and I, then we know when we go to battle who is on the throne. There's no question. It's in Job. We heard that the devil had to come and ask, and he had to kneel before God. And you know what? He still does.
Yeah.
He still has to. He's a created being.
Yeah.
He is nothing but that.
Yeah.
You don't bow down to Satan because he bows down to the God that created everything.
Amen.
He's yes, not sir. As God. He's nothing.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
The Bible also tells you when we see him, we're going to look, that's what accused me.
Right.
Come on now. Church of the living God, should we be excited about who we serve? Should we be afraid of what it looks like? Because what the Satan wants to do is make you dwell with these fleshly eyes. But you know what? That fleshly eye will lie to you because it's flesh.
Yeah.
The eyes of your heart should see what's going on around you because the Lord of God Almighty is the only one on the throne. Because whenever in Isaiah says his train filled the temple, it was no question how long because he has all things defeated. There's not something he hasn't defeated. He defeated it all.
Yes, sir.
So if you come up against it, he's already defeated. All you have to do is choose. Am I on the winning side or am I going to be on the losing side? Right. Because there's only two.
Right.
Amen.
If I'm going to believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, am I going to believe in the God that spoke it to come? Or am I going to believe in what my mind will let the turmoil go around and say, is my God big enough? Is my God going to be able to do this for me today? Am I going to do this? Choice.
Yes, it is.
Well, I look to the Son of God and let His light be reflected through me. Point number three. Facing the sun repels the enemy. It was discovered that making a poultice from sunflowers can be used for snake bites. Come on. Yeah. It's amazing how God paints us pictures in the natural. The one that the Son has set free is free indeed. The child of God does not have to worry about the old serpent, the devil, for he has already been defeated.
Yes, sir.
So why do we sit here and toil with what is already defeated? Do you like to keep over and over? Do you think the Israelites said, you know what, I saw this 40 years I've been watching walk around this mountain. Do you think they kind of wondered, why am I walking around this mountain? You know why? Because they made the wrong choice.
Yeah.
Do I want to keep making the same choice over and over? I'm going to keep walking around this mountain. I'm going to keep walking around this mountain till God says, you know, eventually you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Someday I'm going to be able to speak into that hard head and you're going to look up and say, God, I never saw it like this before. God, I am here. Give it all to you.
Yes, sir.
As the petals of the sunflower reach, we should reach our hands to the Lord God Almighty. They're reaching for the sun, S-U-N, but we're reaching for the S-O-N.
Yes.
Amen. Right.
Because there's none like Him.
Right.
No, not one. No. There's none like our Lord and Savior, right. Because He's the only one that's alive. See, at the right hand of the Father, and He is waiting for you and I, and He's saying, oh, it's coming. Our children, I'm coming home. I'm going to take you home with me.
Yes,
it's going to be just a moment that the eastern sky is going to split, and I am coming to get my church, my bride. It won't be too long. Just hold on. Just hold on, because I'm going to give you strength for today. And tomorrow, if it comes,
yeah.
I'm already there.
Be renewed.
That's right.
So, will we reflect the Son of the living God?
Yes.
Or will we reflect our problems, the weights?
Come on, brother.
I also want to tell you this. As the sunflower gets older and it's getting weighted down with seeds, it stops falling in the sun.
Come on, listen.
As the baggage of life comes along, we stop following and watching the Son of God, and we start watching our problems get bigger and bigger, and the weights of life get heavier and heavier, and we stop focusing upon those instead of the one that can take those away.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're all guilty.
Come on.
We've all been down that road. We've all looked at it, it's like, but then God, the Holy Ghost comes.
But God. Come on.
And He says, child, have peace. Have heart.
Uh-huh.
I've already conquered it.
Yeah.
Amen.
All you have to do is believe in me.
Mm-hmm.
By faith.
Yes, sir.
Faith of mustard seed. If you read about a mustard seed, it's very, very tiny. A lot of times it'll be preached that it brings into this thing. But what it is dry, cracked earth. This mustard seed, no matter what, even in a drought, it'll break through the earth, hard places, and break through and come forth and shooting out. Tiny little seed, but therefore that grain of faith comes forth, and then now there's a coverage.
Uh-huh.
The foliage from that mustard seed
comes
out. That's how it happens in the natural. But the same thing with your faith is it will go through hard places, but it'll break through that dry place. And if you'll let it continue to grow and reach towards the Son of God, you will see your faith grow because He's continued to move through you and for you. He's never stopped being beside you, but sometimes you just stop looking.
Right.
Sometimes we don't want to hear what's been said in our ear.
Yeah. Come on. That's right.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we just want to do it our way.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to do it your way?
Mm-hmm.
I've been down that road. It doesn't work too good. So if you can learn something from me, now you learn that one right there. If you follow God,
Follow God.
And you allow Him to do these things in your life, you will see the fruit.
Yeah.
As we continue to walk this road, it's easy for us to grow weary and be weighted down with the problems of the world. Don't lose focus of Jesus.
No, sir. No, sir.
No matter how difficult, the greater the testimony is once you're through the other side. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's no testimony without the test.
Right.
But what is the test for?
To give us a testimony.
God is eternal.
Yes, He is.
Why is the ring on your hand round and complete? This is eternal. It's a sign of that eternity. Okay? So, in that, God works on every single angle. He doesn't only work in that factor, your faith, when you've gone through that test. He's showing you, teaching you, so forth. But He's going to use that testimony for you to speak to others. Why is there a purpose for that testimony to be heard? They overcame by the testimony. Amen? I know, talking about the tribulation, but I also know today that those around me hear the testimonies of a real person sitting in the real place and saying, hey, I've been healed.
Yeah.
That builds up my most holy faith.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I testified just a couple weeks ago about this broken knee that I'm dancing on. Which if I dance, I'll probably fall off the stage. But I'm healed. Do I have x-rays to prove it? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I prove it that it's broke. But somehow or another, I'm walking on it.
Yeah.
How's that work? Nothing but God.
Nothing but
it's God. Nothing but God. It's nothing but God. It's nothing but God. The Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ, high and lifted up. That is the Lord that we serve.
Yes.
Amen. He'll do it for me, He'll do it for you.
Yes, He will. Yes, He will.
Thank you, Jesus.
May we be as a sunflower, always looking toward the eastern sky to split for the Lord coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers 6 and 25 says, the Lord make His face shine on you, be gracious to you.
Yes.
If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
That's right.
So
you know, one of the biggest things the devil does is blow himself up like a big toad frog.
Mm-hmm.
Make himself look like he's a whole lot bigger than he really is.
Yeah.
But he's all blow and no go.
Yeah.
Because he can only do what God said he can do.
That's right.
Amen.
Just like God said, this is how far the water's going to go. This is how far the sky's going to go. This is how it's going to touch the earth. Satan can't go any further than he said.
Yeah.
Right. Now come on.
Yeah.
Do you serve a living God or do you serve flesh?
Yeah.
Because we know that He has already won the battle.
Amen.
But somehow or another, if the enemy can make us fooled by thinking today you're defeated.
Mm-hmm.
Today, look all of what happened to you. Today, look how bad your life's going. Today, you're in the pits. Today, look at tomorrow. It's going to be twice as bad as today. You're hurting. You're broken. Mm-hmm. Your physical body is an ailment. You're never going to get better. It's not going to happen for you. So-and-so, it did for them, but it's not going to happen for you. God's not going to show up in your place. He can't even hear your name being called to Him. Does that sound familiar?
Mm. Come on.
The accuser.
Yeah. Accuser of the brethren.
Amen.
Yelling loudly like a roaring lion. But that one has no teeth.
That's right.
Did you hear me? He's got no teeth.
Yeah.
I don't want to say he's neutered, but anyway. The point is, the thing is that He doesn't have any power over you or me except what we give Him.
Right.
Right.
So if I choose the Lord God Almighty, I know He has been fixed.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
He may go about roaring and trying to frighten me, but you know, we're not living for this world.
That's right.
We're living for eternity.
The other world.
We keep our focus on Him.
Yeah.
focused upon Him. Let the world see Jesus in us by the reflection of Him in us.
Yeah.
He is the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask everyone to stand, please, in closing.